Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. How's your heart? King David said, "Who can say, I have made my heart clean? I am pure from my sin." Buckle your seatbelt and listen as Pastor Joel shares the reality of man's heart in today's message entitled, "What is in your heart? What's on your heart?"
Father, we thank you for this time. As you know, I don't take it lightly. Lord, I thank you for being with me today. I ask you to speak this word through me, Lord. I ask that you put me away.
Yes.
And will you open ears and hearts to the word that you've prescribed for us today. Lord, I pray that we will be receptive to it as we sit at your table to be nourished. These things we pray in Jesus' name, and we all say,
amen,
amen, amen. All right, the sermon today is entitled, "What is in your heart? What is in your heart, and what is on your heart?" That's the name of our sermon. We're going to be looking at the heart. We're going to be looking at your hearts, my heart, the heart of our nation, the heart of the world. Amen. What does the God of the universe say about the heart? What does God think about our heart? It seems to be an issue, a subject which we often speak about, and that should tell us that our hearts are a very important topic when it comes to pleasing God. That's very important. The condition of our hearts are important to God. You need to know that. So let's do this. Let's go to Scripture and we'll begin our study. Let's go to an old standby that's found in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verses 9 to 10. And I'm going to ask pastor, sister, friend, and you all, as I always say, as sometimes mother, Annalisa Jones, to read that for us, please.
And did you say Jeremiah 17? I said 7.
Did I? I'm sorry. I gave you the wrong one. It's 17.
Okay.
Jeremiah 17.
Mm-hmm.
Verses 9 and 10.
17, 9 and 10 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings."
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. All right. So this certainly sounds like an indictment against the heart, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't sound like there's anything good in our hearts, according to this scripture. We can say that we can judge the heart. People always say, "You can't judge me." Well, we can judge the heart because it says it right here, right? It says that the heart is deceitful, okay? The heart clearly then is wicked. It's wicked to the utmost. That's what the Word of God says, all right? So this text points out blankly, who can know one's heart? If the heart is that deceitful, above all things, who can know their heart, all right? And obviously, the reason is because the heart is so deceitful. It's deceitful as high as anything else. So therefore, it's at the top of the list of things that we need to keep our eye on. We need to keep our eye on our hearts. We need to keep our eye on the things that our heart drives us to do, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's what this word is speaking of. That's what it's alluding to. The heart is at the top of the list of things that you have to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen a person you couldn't trust? And they say, "Hey, let's do this." And somebody said, "Wait a minute now. Well, you know him. You know how he is. Now, wait a minute. Before you go anywhere with him, you better check this out. He's involved in all kinds of scams." That's a deceitful person, right?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't just go with that person. And we can't just go with our hearts. That's what this word is saying right here, okay? We need to keep an eye on things when it comes to our heart. As a matter of fact, there's a proverb, Proverbs 4:23, and it tells us to guard our hearts. It tells you to keep watch on your heart, all right? So these things are important. And you know why it's so important? I'll tell you why. The reason you need to keep watch on your heart, keep an eye on your heart, is because everything you do flows
from
the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Before you put it into play, before you take that drink, before you smoke that drug, before you hit that woman, before you pull that trigger before that curse word comes out of your mouth. Somehow it was triggered in your heart. Now that's important. That's very important. But let's take a look at this scripture a little more closely. I'm going to ask Pastor, and most time we stay in the New King James, but I'm going to ask her to go to the NIV this time and look up Proverbs 4:23. Read that to us and tell the people what it says, please.
Proverbs 4:23 tells us, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it.
Thank you.
Everything you do flows from the heart.
Whatever you do, guard your heart. Keep that baby under lock and key. Check on it, because everything you do flows from it. All right? This is important. Okay? Now, the NIV, the King James Version and the New King James, they say to keep our hearts. I want you to know it means the same thing. Okay? Guard your heart, keep your heart, watch your heart. It all means the same thing. Okay? That our hearts, so as not to, we have to watch our hearts. We have to guard our hearts. You know why? Because if you don't, you'll wind up on the wrong path.
Amen.
See, if we don't watch our hearts, we wind up on the wrong paths and due to the conditions of our hearts. That's why this is so important. Let me take you back a little bit. There used to be, most of you that are 45, I say age 45 and up. You know, my idea, my taste in music goes way back in my old BC days.
BC
I call
days.
That before I knew Christ. Mm-hmm. In my old BC days, there was this singer dancer. You may remember her. She's still around somewhere, I think. She's probably doing, I don't know. What do they do when they get older? They do come.
Sit down.
They talk shows? I don't know. But anyway, Paula Abdul. You all remember Paula Abdul?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, little Paula. She's a little dancer, singer, and all that. Well, my wife and I, back in the day, we used to dance. We used to go out. We dance all night. We dance from 10 o'clock till 2 in the morning, just drink a Coca-Cola. Boy, and we'd be out there dancing, okay, to music, okay? And she had a song during that time, and the words of the lyrics of that song said, he's a cold-hearted snake. Look into his eyes. Uh-oh, he's been telling lies. You remember that song?
I
know the ladies remember that. Some of you might remember that song, okay? Those words to that song sort of got into my head when I was when the Lord was preparing me. And it was talking about the heart of a man being cold. It said he's a cold-hearted snake, all right? Some of you may be saying, why is he talking about my husband? No, I don't mean anybody in particular. I'm just saying this is what the song said, okay? He's a cold-hearted snake. Look into his eyes. Uh-oh, he's been telling lies. And it goes on to say, he's a lover boy at play. He don't play by rules. Oh, no, girl. Don't play the fool. Now, that's what her lyrics said. Now, that's interesting to me.
Very interesting.
Very interesting, because it says that when your heart is cold, it's deceitful. The Lord God in the Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?
Who can know it?
Cold-hearted people, cold-hearted snakes like Satan in the garden will lie to you. Huh? It's the heart content, okay? Cain killed his brother from the heart content. Because his thoughts, his ways were evil. So the Bible says, your heart, you've got to watch it. You've got to guard your heart. This is good stuff. This is real talk. This is from the Word of God. Now, that song is one thing. Of course, little Paula, she was talking about deceitful playboy. She said he's a lover boy of sorts. Okay? You know lover boys, those old playboys, they will lie to you. Amen? So that was a relationship type of thing that she was talking about. The relationship of the heart between a man and a woman. Okay? You still can be deceived. Amen? But also it's interesting that the person, this is the thing about the heart. Deception comes from the person who is deceiving, and deception comes from the person that's receiving. You got that? When it comes to your heart, if you don't watch it, you can be deceived by the person that's deceiving you, as in this song, and you can also be deceived on the other end because you're receiving what the deceiver is sending your way.
Hmm.
Think about it. That's what happened with Eve. Eve was on the receiving end of deceit. Her heart was deceived by the devil. Okay? The devil's heart was cold, so he deceived. His heart was wrong, and her heart was wrong for receiving. That's what happens. That's why it's so important that we watch our hearts. Mm-hmm. We've got to watch our hearts because we don't know our hearts, okay? And it doesn't have to be in a relationship between a man and a woman. It can be in life in general. You've got to know your heart. Why? Because you can leave your heart open and you can become victimized.
Amen.
That's where the term heartbroken comes from. The Bible tells us in Psalm 34:18, the Lord is near to all who have a broken heart and saves such as those who have a contrite spirit. That means that the Lord doesn't want your heart to be broken. When you have a broken heart, the Lord grieves for you. It says he's near to all who have a broken heart. But you don't have to have a broken heart if you watch your heart. Do you see what I mean? Mm-hmm. We've got to be able to watch our hearts. We've got to know our hearts because the heart is deceitful and desperately,
wicked.
Dreadfully, desperately,
who can
uncommonly
know it? Who can
wicked.
Know it?
Who can know it? That's what this Bible is saying. So obviously then, the condition of our hearts are vitally important when it comes to having knowledge and wisdom. Not just in, like I said, relationships, but in life in general. Let's look at the state of mind of the world today. What part does the heart of man play in this pandemic that's going on now? Where are our hearts during this pandemic? Think about that, okay? This is an interesting time to check our heart content. Just how the hearts... We want to just see how the hearts of human beings are working in these days, huh? For example, just the other day, the government decided to ease the restrictions. As Pastor Annalisa mentioned that, I think, and when she opened up, she mentioned that the government is easing the restrictions of social distancing and quarantining ourselves, okay? They're allowing some businesses to open up again, right? Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing. People are waiting for that, okay? So, we can start to resume life as it was before. That's what's going on right now. So they said some businesses will be able to, not all the way now, not all the way, but they said you'll be able to open up and you'll do curbside, well, they call it curbside pickups, right, mm-hmm. etc. Well, do you know that some businesses arbitrarily opened up all the way? Did you know that? Some businesses said, I don't care. I'm opening up all the way. Huh? Now the government said open up a little bit. They said no, we're opening up all the way. Okay? And do you know that people took it upon themselves to resume shopping and doing other things that the government said take it easy? Just let's go slow. There are lives at stake. Do you know that some people say, I don't care about that. I want things the way they used to be. Do you know that that's a hard content? Do you know that that's your heart at work? Your heart is telling you you want what you want for the reason you want it. Your heart is saying it's not about anybody else. It's about you. You say, yeah, but I'm broke. I need some money. Well, everybody needs some money. Mm-hmm. I want to know what does God play in all this? Where is God in all of this? Does he factor into the equation of what we want to do when it comes to our hearts? This is a good study. This is a study of the heart. I've said it before, a person's behavior is contingent upon what's in their heart. That's right. You can try to fake it and phony it up all you want to, but the things you do are going to be contingent upon what's in your heart. In other words, if your heart is set on something and you feel you want that thing or you need that thing, it's going to manifest itself in our actions. Did you know that? It's going to manifest itself in our speech. Did you know that? Oh, some people are lying, but after a while, they're going to tell you in no uncertain terms. People tell you they're going to meet you somewhere. They say, I'm with you on it. And you say, we got 4 or 5 meetings, and you might see 2 meetings. You might see 1 meeting. After a while, they don't show. It manifests itself in the heart. They say, oh, something else came up, or I got something else to do today, and that type of thing. If we look way, 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 way down deep, we'll find out the reason for that. All right? So let's look at what the Lord says in the Epistle of Mark. Let's go to Mark the 7th chapter, and let's look at verses 20 to 23 in the book of Mark. Pastor, can you read that for us?
Mark chapter 7, verses 20 to 23 says, "And he said, what comes out of a man that defiles a man?" This is Jesus speaking. "What comes out of a man that defiles a man? For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders."
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Jesus says, what comes out of a man, it's what comes out of a man that defiles the man. All right? And that's what we're talking about here. Jesus himself says here that it's what comes out of a person that defiles them more so than what's going in. You get that? Mm-hmm. It's what comes out of you that's going to defile you worse than what's going in. Hmm. You can eat the worst meal you want to eat. You can eat one of those greasy spoon restaurants, tear your stomach up, mess you up for days. It's going to come out. It's going to come out, even sooner than you wanted to sometimes. But it's eventually, it's going to be eliminated from your system. It will pass, okay? It's going to pass through you. Why? Because that food enters into your stomach and not your heart. Did you get that? It's going into your stomach and not your heart. But what comes out of a man or what comes out of a woman comes from within the heart of that man or woman. Just like when you say you forgive someone, but you say, "I'll never forget what he did to me. I'll never forget how she treated me." And you know what? You hold that thing in you for 20, 30 years. And you got high blood pressure. And your eye is twitching. One eye bigger than the other. You're looking all lop-eyed. Because you're holding that thing in your heart. So that's your heart content. Mm-hmm. What's in you is coming out of you. You don't have too much good to say about certain things related to that subject. And that's what we mean about, that's what Jesus is talking about, the heart. He says, what comes out of your mouth proceeds from the heart. He says, evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, thefts, covetousness, murders, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye. Got the evil eye. Got your eyes on evil all the time. Okay? Pride, blasphemy, and just, Jesus says, just plain old foolishness. Jesus says it. He said foolishness. These behaviors. Are we seeing this in the pandemic? That's what I want to ask you all.
Yes.
Are we seeing any of this nowadays?
Mm-hmm.
Even through this this COVID-19, this coronavirus, mm-hmm. which is probably one of the worst things that happened to mankind since the flood. One of the worst. So this is big, you all. But are we seeing these things in the heart, and how does it line up with what God is doing?
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, if you look at the mindset of the world, you're going to find these things that Jesus talked about. You're going to find them today. You don't have to look far. You really don't have to look far. Just look at what's on TV. Just look at the movies on the big screen. Just look at Hollywood, what's going on with these producers, mm-hmm. and these writers. Just look at what's going on the casting couch. Just look at the banks and see how the rich are getting richer and the poor remain poor and sometimes get poor.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things that are in the heart. And they were in the heart long before this pandemic started, you all. This is true. This is real talk, but people don't want to hear that, but it's real talk. Jesus says in verse 23, all these evil things come from within and they defile a man.
Mm-hmm.
They defile a woman.
Mm-hmm.
They defile a nation, mm-hmm. and they've now defiled the world.
Mm-hmm.
We can't look away from it, okay? But back to our previous example, the government loosening the restrictions on social distancing is what we were talking about. People are being allowed to get out, to go out and get some fresh air and things like that, but still, with precautions. That means that you have to keep your distance, right? That means you have to guard yourself. You have to wear a mask, right? When others are around, and put on some gloves maybe. Uh-huh. But what's happening? What's really happening? Well, For example, people couldn't wait to run back to the beach, could they? They couldn't wait to lay up in the sun next to each other and get that suntan, huh? Hordes of people crowding beaches and waterfronts, wearing little or no protective equipment. Little or no PPE, personal protective equipment, okay? Some people felt like they didn't need it, but that's not the point, is it? The point is having a heart for your neighbor. That's why the Lord says the first and greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, as it says in Mark 12:30, and to love your neighbor as yourself. That's the second greatest commandment. I want you to know that those commandments have to do with the heart.
Amen.
You can't love God and you can't love your neighbor if your heart is not right. If you don't care about your neighbor, you don't care about somebody else catching something, there's something wrong in the heart. You see what I mean? But this is what we're seeing, hordes of people. And some of the people had the nerve to say on camera, I don't care, I just need to get out. I'm going stir crazy. I'm tired of being inside. I want to get back to my normal way of life. Well, we talked about that last week, didn't we? What is normal anyway? Normal by your standards or normal by God's standards? Anyway, people use words to that effect. I'm sure most of you have seen people on the news speaking some of these same types of sentiments. Some were young people. Most were young people who don't know any better. But some were older people who should know better. Okay? So even though they realize that thousands more people are dying because of a few people's irresponsible behavior, that's a heart condition. I was just reading the other day, there are even a few politicians. Now, I don't know if you're going to believe this or not, but I'm not going to stand in the pulpit and lie. I'm not going to stand anywhere in life purposely. I'm going to stand on the word of God. But there are some politicians who have said that the plight of older people losing their lives for the pandemic is a noble thing. That's what they said. When it comes to trying to save the lives of these older people by keeping the economy shut down, they said we'd rather open the economy and let these older people pass on. Let them die. This happened. This is what some politicians are saying this, okay? Said it shouldn't be a big deal to them because they live their lives and they want their grandchildren to prosper. That's what one man said. Okay? I'm telling you, this is a heart condition. Should we allow people to die? I'd like for them to ask those older people to take their opinions and line them up and see what they say. See if they're ready to just cash it in so that society can go on. When we get to the point where lives are expendable for money, finances, or even the economy, and we leave God out, we got a problem. And that's what happens when we leave God out. We can't see any further than our noses. We can't see any further than the economy. We can't see any further than the houses we live in and say, what's going to happen to my 401k plan and what's going to happen to my IRA? We can't see any further because we can't see God. Amen. And that's the problem. It's a heart condition.
Amen. The Bible says in the last days, there'll be perilous times. Men will be lovers of themselves and money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. And from such people, turn away. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Thank you for choosing to fellowship with us today. To listen to today's message and previous broadcasts, go to spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. And while you're there, connect and follow us on Facebook and YouTube. And if you've been blessed by today's message, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimony, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. We appreciate your partnership and financial support. Financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click on the donate button. Join us for our weekly Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and walk through the Bible with us live on Facebook, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. In need of prayer or encouragement? We're here for you. Call us at 707-759-5244. Thanks again for tuning in to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the continuation of today's message with Pastor Joel. Until next time. God is good.